USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a few hours, British members of Parliament will take a no-confidence vote in British Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Prime Minister and the government have already been found to be in contempt of Parliament. Her behaviour today is just contemptuous of this Parliament and of this process.
That's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn speaking to Parliament just a short time ago. If May loses the no-confidence vote as she's expected to, she'd be removed as party and government leader after the Prime Minister postponed a vote on the Brexit deal that she had negotiated with EU leaders, saying it didn't have enough support to pass Parliament. There's been some widespread speculation that soon-to-be former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley might run for president in 2024. However, she basically shot down such speculation during an NBC interview this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer, will be in a courtroom today to be sentenced after he pleaded guilty to tax and financial violations. The Cohen issue coming up during a Reuters interview of President Trump.
The president said he's not concerned about possibly being impeached and says he thinks people would revolt if that happened. The president told Reuters it's hard to impeach somebody who hasn't done anything wrong. He also claimed that payments made by his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, didn't violate campaign finance laws. In court documents, prosecutors say the payments were directed by the president, and they do violate those laws.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King reporting. The city of Chicago facing a pension crisis. Today, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, is expected to call for tax revenue from a city casino and the legalization of marijuana to be dedicated to pension funding. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Just getting some economic news in. It shows consumer prices slightly higher last month. The Labor Department reporting the index rose 0.2% in November and 2.2% year-to-year. Rising costs of used vehicles, medical care, and housing accounting for the gains. Analysts had expected to see no change on a month-to-month basis, though the year-over-year gains were forecast. Republican Senator Rob Portman and Democrat Sherrod Brown have sent a letter together to General Motors Chief Executive Mary Barra asking for more details on plans to cut back on car production in North America. Senators Portman and Brown are pressing GM into reversing the decision and to commit to building all future electric vehicles for the U.S. in the U.S. CBS News reaching a settlement with three women accusing veteran journalist Charlie Rose of sexual harassment, the lawsuit claiming that Rose made physical contact with the women and that CBS was fully aware of his behavior. A statement from CBS saying the matter has been resolved and that the settlement amount is confidential. And there's been mixed reaction to a Canadian church that's updated its nativity scene at St. Joseph's in Montreal. The nativity has all the participants wearing modern clothing, and the manger's roof has solar panels on it, while the three wise men are riding Segways. And for USA Radio News...